At BreezeLine, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast, fiber-powered gig internet for $49.99 per month and get a $250 gift card. Save even more when you add mobile and enjoy a free line for a year. Plus, get $5 off your monthly internet service. Fast internet and a free mobile line, it's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the speed you want for work or play. Don't miss this offer to get a $250 gift card. Visit BreezeLine.com today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. You know what pairs perfectly with McDonald's new McCrispy strips? Free fries. That's right. Now when you purchase an a la carte order of McCrispy strips, you'll get a free medium fries. Why? Because golden crunchy deliciousness deserves company. But hurry, this offer's only available through June 30th. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The GPO is to be turned into a national museum in an attempt to regenerate O'Connell Street. As part of proposals to be considered by the Cabinet today, the issue is said to be a priority of Taoiseach Simon Harris. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. The GPO as a national museum, good idea?
Well, I think the whole O'Connell Street in the north side of the city is very welcome. It's obviously part of the Taoiseach's task force. So I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of new uses being brought in. I think that the plans for the GPO are even more ambitious than the museum. There's a fabulous 1916 museum in the GPO as we speak. And I think there's obviously additions of retail and office considerations as well. But I think more broadly in the general area, we're looking at new uses. And I think that's very welcome. And certainly the focus that the Taoiseach's task force has on the general area is very welcome as part of the task force. And I think it's one of my proudest moments is having participated in that process.
Yeah. How important would this be, do you think, as a catalyst for regenerating the rest of the street?
Well, I think it's one of many things that are being looked at. We're looking at meanwhile use for derelict and underutilised sites. And that will also allow us to look at new uses to bring in entertainment, leisure and hospitality uses. If you look at the O'Connell Street in the 50s and 60s is where people went at night. You had the ballrooms, you had the cinemas and you had ice cream parlours, etc. And I think it can be, again, it's got 12-metre wide footpaths on both sides of the street. I think it'd be ideal for outdoor dining. And it'll bring new life and it'll obviously connect to what the development in Parnell Square, you know, looking at the library there, the Hugh Lane, the Writers Museum, etc. And actually just reconnecting that whole part of the north side. And, you know, I have to say for the first time in a long time, I'm really optimistic that we can get this right.
Are you? Based on what? I mean, yeah. Actually, it's funny. I was just thinking it's about a year since we chatted to you on O'Connell Street. One thing I have noticed definitely in recent times is an increased Garda presence.
Yeah, and that's part of the task force as well, having increased Garda presence and that the presence is going to be increased even further. So I think that's very welcome. I think looking at the whole situation in the city, you know, how we work with our vulnerable people and do the best we can for them. As I say, the meanwhile uses. And I think we also...
Are you referring to the soup kitchens? Are they still... Because I know they were operating from outside the GPO, which I think everyone agreed, or most people would agree, was not a good situation, not the right place for them to be.
Well, I think the whole situation there needs to be regulated. As I've said before, you know, if you're coaching the under-10s and your local football team, you need Garda vetting. And I think we need that when people are interacting with vulnerable people and food safety standards and all of the rest. So I think that whole area does need regulation. You know, we need to do things better, I think, in the city. But I think more broadly, you know, looking at an area like O'Connell Street, if you look at other international examples, the areas that have had good geography but struggled are the ones that have really come on when the focus is there. But I think we also need to encourage, you know, private sector investment as well. And I think, okay, you know, we do need to look at
And your grounds for optimism is based on what? Is it this task force plan?
Yeah, I think all the solutions that we need are in the task force, but it's more broad than that. I think that for the first time, the government is really looking at the whole future of the city, and the joined up approach. As I say, being part of the task force, the report came together, I think, very well. It was excellently chaired by David McRedman, but I think, we all know what needs to be done. Now it's time to roll up the sleeves and get it done. And I'm delighted to see that the government are going to consider that today at Cabinet.
OK, we'll finish on that optimistic note. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. I think there has been an improvement in recent months. Do you agree? What do you think? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fiber-powered internet for $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the reliability you need and the value you want. Don't miss this offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.